Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. And our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. Subscribe, be part of it as we get into a lot of different issues, a lot of different things. But before I go and introduce you to my co-hosts, I want to do a little something. This weekend, I learned a lot about endurance, personal drive, ability to, if there's a will, that you have, a person's will to succeed, the dreams and everything else. And it doesn't, you don't have to have, you have any situation, and you can actually overcome it to succeed if you have the will in it. And this one person amazed me all the time, and she did something she's never done before. She's done endurance things before, done different marathons and things like that. But she's never did 100 miles. And she completed 100 miles endurance thing in 24 hours today. It was started at 8 a.m. yesterday morning and ended at 8 a.m. this morning, just 24 hours. And this 100, it's the first time in her life did 100 miles. Now, what makes this even more unique than others is the fact that this young lady, who's now 32 years old, is special needs all right. She was a premium and all that stuff, but she had the seizures over the years. you know, since around the time, you know, she got sick, she didn't know what's going on. She was getting seizures, and every doctor didn't know anything. And they were doing all kinds of tests, and they didn't know if she was going to live or die or anything. She became a Make-A-Wish girl, and she got a wish, which was London, and she went there and all that stuff. But at age 15, those seizures stopped, and now she's 32. And she kept on moving forward, and she, you know, and did what she had to. Part of the things that she did was she worked out a lot. She also never quit. She always had a positive mind and positive energy in there. And she focused on whatever dreams she had. And she picked up, she loves history, she loves sports, she loves helping others. And she likes to exercise and work out and things like that. And she does a bunch. When I first met her a few years back, the first, at the fact that late Dan Emmons introduced me to her, several years back at the Marlins game. And the first thing when I saw her, she was a little nothing, 5'2", but she was built, big up with body strength and legs and stuff. And the first thing I thought, I asked her, point blank, I didn't know who she was. So I asked her, are you a diva or a wrestler? And she told me, no, I work. I said, you look like WWE at that time, because there was no AEW at the time. And, she said I worked out and everything. I got close enough to her and everything, and I got to know her mother and everything, and they told me how her mother told me her history and everything else. So the point is, she had a will, and she's willing it. And she does 5Ks, 6Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, full marathons, things like that. She's done all kinds of different things, but she's never did a 24-hour, 100-mile thing, and she did complete it today. And what makes it even more special, she won the damn thing. She won it. She came in first as a female, and she had, because there's 10 teams in there, her team won. She won for the female. Her counterpart team mate won it for the number one for male, and they. Big thing, and she's awesome, and she inspires me every day with these type of things, because she overcome adversity, she overcome everything that's in front of her, and she kept moving, and she didn't allow it to bother her. She just kept moving forward, and she kept doing it, and she kept growing, and she's doing it, and she showed me and a lot of other people around, because she's well liked. I think she's probably pretty. She has a pretty good following, thousands, in fact. I know she's been interviewed several times with me and stuff like that. We call her the queen, because every time before, the day before she does something, she always says she's going to challenge the queen. So we start calling her. Nobody will beat Queen. Nobody defeats or beats Queen Emily. And Queen Emily stood, and now on her, you know, everyone, they have numbers on the chest, and you know, that they wear or they put around them, and it says that now they do have the number on it, but they have Queen Emily on it, and so it really is cool. So, but she is good and stuff. Now, this will lead me to another thing. I know somebody who I care about very much. She's a single mom. And she has a son that's been getting similar stuff to what Emily had, is that seizures and stuff, and they're going to a specialist doctor on the 21st, and they're going to do an EEG and a few other stuff in there to test to see where the problem is. Is it epilepsy? Is it a tumor or whatever? But what I'd like to do, and I'm proposing on the air, is for this young lady and her son. The young lady's name is Jennifer, and the son's name is Logan Ryan. And I want to get those two connected to Emily and her mom, Janice, and see if those two can connect and they help each other. Because if a tenth of what Janice and Emily have done during Emily's life. Just go over to help Jen and her son. It will be worth it. So we're trying to do that, and I put it on the air because it's another way of getting the information out to try and contact each other, because it's important for everyone's sake. And that's my good deed for the day. But the point is, never give up, follow your passions, your dreams, and you continue to go in that direction, because it's important, because you have to have that will. You have the endurance. You have to have the fight in you. And do not let it undercut you. Do not allow idiots, wrong people, bad people, or to undercut that will and take it away from you, that endurance, and take it away from them. And I will name some. You got to get rid of the Spankies of the world and the Rons in the world and the people that undercut your ideas and loves, and start focusing on in building up one's character and self-esteem, self-confidence and everything, after follow your passions, your dreams. Because if you don't, it's not going to work. Listen to the Emily's and the Janice's of the world, and you'll be better off. Anyway, I wanted to say that as our public service announcement, because everyone has the will in them. It's how you use it and how you operate it to fulfill our passions and dreams. Now, let me bring up my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Do you understand what I was saying?
I do.
And I think what Emily did the last 24 hours, I know I can't do it. What she showed me, kind of was up on and off overnight, following the tracking for her, because I've never had anyone or knew anyone that was able to do something like that. Even in the military or the law enforcement, I've never been involved in anything like that. So this was the first for me to watch somebody actually do it and accomplish it. So job well done there. So that's why he said what he said today. No, that's a big thing. Now, do you have any comments or anything? Because we got a lot to speak about.
No.
Okay, well, just before we came on the air, the rhinos in the Senate and the deep state and all the other stuff have a deal in place for involving the border, but it also involves Ukraine and stand on arrival in the House. But it's the Langfield deal, and and I'm telling these people, they need to primary this guy Langford. He's not conservative. He's not America First. And you need to stand alone. And this is where Laura Loomer and I and others are on the same boat. And that is, we need a standalone bill. We had it in HR2 with the security of the border. That's the only deal that should be made. HR2 is a border deal that literally closes the border, puts all the Trump policies back in place at the border, and just focus on that. Not anything to do with Ukraine or any other place.
Biden will never sign it.
Well, we figured that, and I'm telling you, and this is what Mike Johnson said, and the Senate bill is taken.
The Israel bill, never pass either. That's dead on arrival in the Senate too.
Right, HR2, it's been in the Senate. It hasn't voted on yet in the Senate. It's been in the Senate for a couple months
Israeli
now.
Bill.
And the Israeli bill is going to be the same way.
I know. I was reading today that, and this is off Yahoo, that with the Republicans are going to take the Senate. They have admitted defeat already.
Yeah, we already got the Senate because we got a win in West Virginia.
Manchin is retiring, and
right.
So that's an open seat that the Republicans, but they're upset.
Justice, this guy Justice was the governor.
We will control it. We will control. We will control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Well, it'll be White House South, because there's no way that Trump's going to go into that House in D.C. That House needs to be...
They need to fumigate it. Well, they're going to have to... right now, what they're going to do...
It's got bombs and shit everywhere. There's no way...
I've been told to prepare to work out of Mar-a-Lago for the first few months, because until they make sure that everything in the White House and surrounding areas are secure.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if they have things in the floors. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They have shit.
No, I'll be working on it.
You know, well, go for it. You know,
what we need to do is
look at it through an X-ray machine to see what's going on to the whole place. You know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. They need to X-ray the whole machine with a big screen right on that building and looking at it from the outside. I'm serious. Through everything and see special... way to look and see what's in there. Bombs set and to the ground. Because it wouldn't surprise me. You know? You really need to take a whole look at it. Maybe from a satellite. But looking down through it and seeing what's in the build, the walls, the floors, and getting heads up about it, because I do it. So Trump was interviewed this morning by Maria Bartiromo.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke my lady's name, Governor Kristi Noem. Tim Scott, I don't want him.
Noem is going to be the VP. That's pretty much redundant.
Trump heard me. The most important part about this is to making sure the vice, when the president picks his running mate, make sure that they are ready, structured, secure, and able, if anything should happen to him, that they could step in and take over instantaneously without any problems and nobody's sticking for them. That she has something going on between her two ears. She thinks. She is smart. Okay? She may do these cute little commercials, but she is very, very, very smart and astute, and she knows how to finance and direct and tell people on how to pivot and handle a situation. And that is what is necessary, okay? Country. She runs the state. It's just 49 more states to run, okay? But she can do it, and she can do it awesome, okay? And she would be the first legitimate, if Trump goes through the 4 years or whatever he's going to do, and then she's going to run, she will win. She will be our first legitimate president. Kamala Harris is no president. She's a schmuck. Okay? And he does not do justice to being a human being. But Kristi Noem, I can see it. President Noem. How's that sound? A woman's
sounds good
place
to me.
Is in the White House. I can bring out my T-shirt again.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah, and do it all up and sell it. Oh, yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, as far as a couple things. One, ratings came out and MSNBC and CNN, they both came out with similar ratings. And Biden has the lowest approval rating of any president in history at this point of the administration. We're going into
what
election,
is it,
re-election year.
What is it?
He's
zero?
In the 30s. He's in the 30s. 37, 30%. He's in the 30s.
Okay.
It's probably even less than that.
And he celebrated. He celebrated that he won the primary.
Yeah, actually, there's a little asterisk in there. But there's a couple of things. Well, first of all, there was nobody running against him, not really. Okay, There was like two other people, but there's really nobody running against him. He was going.
Right.
They had the smallest turnout in the history of the Democratic primary.
How many? 100 people?
About 100 and I think it was like 160,000 people, something like that, 140,000 people.
Registered Democrats are in the state?
About 500,000, 600,000. There was like, about 4%. Turnout, 4% turnout, whatever it is. Yeah, he's not going to win South Carolina anyway, because Trump has – South Carolina is a red state. South Carolina, Trump has – Trump's up by about 10 points or 15 points of polling and against Biden. In fact, Trump's up on
– primary. Can we switch gears for one thought?
Yeah.
The primary against him and Nikki Haley, what's the percentage on that one?
For South Carolina?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, for South Carolina, about 25 to 30 points difference. Trump big. She's not going to win. There's absolutely no path for her. And she even knows there's no path for her to do anything. She's just doing this. She's trying to go until the money runs out. She's a Democrat or a rhino, deep state, warmonger for one thing. You know, and, yeah.
What happened on SNL last night with her?
They did a skit. And they asked, and they reported like a town hall. And someone asked her, in the skit, they asked her, what's the reason for the Civil War? The Civil War question? What's the main reason for the Civil War? I'll give you a clue. It starts with L. And it starts with an S, and it ends with slavery. And she screwed that up. Well, you know, doesn't matter. First of all, they made a joke out of it. They made a joke out of it, and really made her look like garbage.
But she is garbage.
Yeah.
She went on SNL. Lorne Michaels has turned out to be a big schmuck.
When he did
1975, and they did not for the Ready Prime Time Players, when they had the original P-cast of Players, it was much better. Okay? It wasn't political. It was hilarious. Okay, when you had Gilda Radner and Garrett Morris and Lorraine Newman and Jane Curtin and John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and I don't think Chevy Chase was in yet. Okay, and you had Steve Martin, you know, that was good. It was clean.
Yeah.
It was real. Eddie Murphy and Chevy Chase and... You know, and over the years, they've turned it into junk. Real, real big junk.
Yeah.
I liked when Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake were on last week. It was pretty funny. They did a song. They did a whole skit on Barry Gibb Barry and Robin Gibb, and they did it on the Bee Gees. It was pretty funny. I posted it. But this week, I don't know. I'm surprised they don't have Trump. Aren't they doing the Trump and Biden thing?
Not yet.
That'll be pretty funny. You know? And where's Bernie Sanders? Is he retiring?
Yeah, he's retiring.
So he'll lose his seat. So how come they're not doing anything about
Vermont is more like a little left wing, so they might still keep the Senate seat and that seat. I don't know.
Vermont, you know what? The Vermont, what are they known for? That shit you pour on hotcakes.
Yeah. Syrup.
That's right. You think that those
but they
companies
also have a big,
are doing good?
I don't know, but they also have drug problems there. There's a big big problems with opioids in that state.
So are all these parents aren't up in arms about this?
We don't know. We'll see where it goes because that areas tend to be more left wing than right than the middle of, or right wing. So we'll see with that. But you never know because Trump in today's interview announced that he is definitely doing a rally in the Bronx. We're working on the exact date, but it's going to be at Yankee Stadium. Probably when the Yankees go on the road in the spring.
Awesome.
Also, he may also do one at Madison Square Garden. He announced that also.
18,000
In Madison Square Garden, it's like 18,000, 19,000. But Yankee Stadium, you could get 70,000.
Right. Yeah. That's nice.
So, yeah.
Yankee
so that's
Stadium
a big thing.
Is open, right? Yankee Stadium is an
open. It's
an open
stadium. Yeah, it's an open stadium.
Yeah. They got another flying over. Let's go, Trump. Let's go, Trump.
The reason why he said in the interview that we could flip New York and New Jersey, and it's very possible. Because they already, especially in New York, in the Bronx and the parts of Brooklyn and Long Island, they're already asking for Trump to come to save them and take because of the crime and everything. And when you get two cops that got itself, you got to remember the Democrats and Biden on war against law enforcement. They hate law enforcement and they hate law-abiding American citizens. And that's a big thing. There is no way any law-abiding citizen should be voted for by any Democrat.
Can we play a song? Can we take a break? What should we play? Play the Young Bloods, Get Together.
Do we have it?
I don't know. Do we?
No. We have Ava Ashton. Who just celebrate her anniversary. We got I Am America. We got Maria.
I Am America.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey!
Excellent.
All right, next one. Songs on purpose. We just got the text of the PDF of the Senate deal, and I was reading over it, so that's why I took the second part. It's 300 and somewhat pages. I vote no, and any American that cares about America first will vote no. Let's start off. It's the beginning. It says National Security Supplement Appropriations Act of 2024, which is not anything to do with the border security. The first thing they did in Title One is for additional amount for military personnel, Army, $207 million to go to remain available to December 31st, 2024 to respond to the situation in Ukraine and for related expenses.
No.
That alone is wrong.
No.
It goes on and off, all kinds of military stuff.
That money would go into their pockets.
Yeah.
And if the Congress passes that.
No, the House has DOA.
It's not even going to be taken up
on the House floor. It's dead.
That Johnson guy. I'm not thrilled with him to begin with. Okay?
There's got stuff with the Department of Energy in here. There's a whole kinds of different things. Right? It's 370 pages.
We're going to go. When's the government closing?
I'm not sure.
They're going to keep doing stupid money again.
Again, I'm not sure, but that's what that is.
Well, we need to put someone in as the speaker.
I urge everyone that's listening to the show to go online and read the text that was released by the Senate. It's 370 pages long. You can download the text on the phone. I did that. And I started reading it, and it's not even border security, it's not even the first thing. It's all the way to the bottom.
Mitch McConnell, we have people in the Senate on our side that are for this.
Yeah, I don't know if they have enough votes enough for the Senate. I know John Fetterman said no to the deal.
Good.
So I don't know. Yeah, because So we'll see. Where this goes, because it's not
Collins,
this is not border
Ernest,
security.
And Murkowski, and Lindsey, and McConnell, and all of them. Man. Those jerk-offs need to go.
Yeah.
Alaska needs to change its rules and regulations on elections.
Yeah,
that
that's crazy.
Brilliant.
That was set up in such a way because it gives Murkowski to win, tries to keep her in power and stuff, and they set up that way.
There need to be term limits.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah. Meanwhile, I started to say the reason why we play those two songs is because it's border security. It's the American people are fed up. We have a video. Yeah. We have a video of a father and a son it's on my Facebook page. I think it's also Instagram, but it's a father and a son standing there as the convoy was going by, and the little kid, like 6, 7, 8 years old, something like that. As the trucks go by, he goes up and down with his hands so they can blow the horn. How you say, blow the horn. And the trucks go by, and this kid does that, and the trucks blow the horn, and they're playing music in the background. And there was a big convoy of them coming by, and the kid's jumping up and down and everything else. It was fun, And so the kids, they're getting in there. And the other good news is that Scott Pressler is in Pennsylvania. He was in a number of states, but he was in Pennsylvania, a number of gun shows. And he is signing people up to register to vote that has a budget. And he's been doing it, and they're all going into the Republican side. And he's got the Amish country, all the Amish people. He signed them up. The Amish,
and the Mennonites.
Well, they the ones that didn't vote, haven't registered to vote. They're all voting Republican, And he's got that going. He's in a lot of different states in there, and he's working with that.
He needs to get rid of Josh DePiero. That guy's a piece of work. Okay.
And he's looking at a bunch of stuff with Shapiro and Fetterman at odds with each other because Fetterman's becoming more conservative, and as he's getting healthy, the Democrats realize that maybe that Fetterman was a Republican in disguise because now he's supporting a lot of Trump stuff. So
believe that's Fetterman?
I don't know, but he's becoming more right-wing or at least middle of the road. Something that it might be political, so we'll see.
He could barely speak when they did the debate. Let me ask you a question. He recovered suddenly. He was in the hospital. He recovered suddenly, and
he's doing something. I don't know. He's doing something. You know what else you haven't seen? His wife and kids.
Yeah,
and he's dressed up good.
Because the real Fetterman is with them.
Probably dead, like the movie.
Oh, what was that movie with Kevin Kline?
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That was a wacky movie. Would it surprise you?
No.
I said we run a DNA. Well, why didn't that? The guy's running is a blue dog now. Believe it.
Yeah. You know, and that's interesting. But we're getting a lot of things going. Arizona and did a lot of stuff, and they got rid of a lot of bad people in Arizona. Georgia is got this. They got rid of the hundreds of thousands of dead people and stuff in voter rolls, and now all these people are having paper ballots with watermarks on it, so they can't cheat, and there's a bunch of other stuff going on around the country, and we're working on and stuff.
There are three states that still have the Dominion.
They're going to be gone soon. They're all going to be gone soon because there's criminal activity against them. And there's a lot of countries around the world have got rid of them and arrested their leaders. So we'll see where that is.
The blue states are Dominion machines.
They're not. New York is not. New York has still got that level stuff, and Jersey's now into paper ballots. So there's a lot of stuff we're moving into.
Lynn Zeldin really lost against Hochul.
Yeah, he lost, but not that by much. But he did lose, and there was no cheating on there because we were there. And the teams
Do you think New York has regrets because they didn't vote for Curtis Sliwa?
Yes. And to the point where a lot of the Congress people in the New York City area, they could lose their seats in the general. Bowman is one, and he's in trouble. Kareem Jeffries, he's in trouble. AOC is in trouble. AOC is probably going to lose the next time around because that's in the Bronx. And the Bronx is turning red. We got a special election next month in Long Island to take over Santos.
Gillibrand.
Well, I don't think there's any Senate seats running in New York this time around. So I'm not sure. Neither one is up for election right now.
All right, because how many seats we got up? 34, 28?
Yeah, 34. We could win in Jersey. The governor's wife is down by double digits and there's a bunch of others around. You said West Virginia. Montana,
California.
Arizona, Seminar and the Democrats.
Steve Garvey, is he running for Senate or Congress?
Senate in California, and he's in second place right now. So he's got a pretty good shot.
All right.
Yeah, and with
that's replacing Diane Weinstein, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you got and you got Pencil Neck in the Democrats side, Pineapple Head, whatever you want to call him. Shifty Shift.
He's gonna be
charged with treason soon. He's done. He's gonna be charged with treason. So Steve Garvey could walk in on that. Kerry Lake's gonna take Arizona. We have a shot at Pennsylvania. We're ahead in Pennsylvania. We're ahead in Jersey. We're ahead in Georgia.
Isn't that guy who ran for governor running for Senate in Pennsylvania? The one with the wife?
Yeah, it's the guy that eventually lost to Oz in the primary. He's the one that's taking it. He's going to be doing it.
I remember him. He was, I remember him. The one who ran, and they took Oz over him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one that's the favorite. Kerry Lake's going to win because they're going to split the Democrat and the Democrat vote because Simmons running into the independent. There's a Democrat running. Those two split, and Kerry Lake wins. Nevada Senate seats, we're going to take that. This is Montana seat. We expected to take between 5 or 10 seats at least, and maybe more. So we'll see where it goes. As far as the House is concerned, we'll expand that a little bit, probably another 5 to 10 seats there or more. It could be, depending on how big of a trouncing that Trump does over Biden and his coattails. There's no way any Democrat is going to win the state of Florida in a statewide seat. So anybody thinking that Rick Scott could lose, they can't. Because right now there's more than 800,000 registered Republicans over Democrats in the state of Florida. When you're getting close to a million, when you're down by almost a million people, you're not going to win.
I got a question. Do you think Crowder is going to beat Debbie?
I don't know who's running for Debbie.
Carla.
Who?
Carla.
I don't think she's running for. I don't think she's running for anything.
Yes,
Carla
she is.
Spalding. And she's
yes,
running.
She is.
She hasn't come out and done anything yet. She should be already started doing it. Even though the primary for Congress is in August, and the primary for presidents is in March in Florida, it's different.
It's weird.
Yeah, the primary for March
why
for Florida
can't
is
it
wicked.
Why can't it just be one primary?
I don't know, it's been going on for decades because that's one of the bigger things that happened when I ran for Congress. We had that.
Waste the money.
Well, they didn't want to confuse. They didn't want to confuse the two issues and spread it up.
Take a breath. Do you think people would be confused?
Yes.
Okay.
Money-wise. The reason why? Because of money-wise. And yes, it affects. When you're running for a president and you're running in the same year for an office in Congress or something else, the money that's geared for president takes money away from you, and you go broke. So if you have two separate primaries, it may offset some of the loss of revenue.
Where's the RNC?
Trump announced today Martellolo's thing that he said that he was told that Roma's going, that she's resigning.
She's
not. So he was told that Roma's resigning.
You know
she did a good job. She said
he
said
stay. because her father-in-law told her to.
Yeah, well, she got the message because Trump said that he said this morning in the interview that there are changes coming this week with the RNC, and Roma had been good for us in Michigan, but it's time for her to go, and I think she'll be gone by the end of the week. That's what he said.
He's got something on her, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, we all did. I started when I was raising funds for the RNC. I said I was telling people she won't be there by the time of it's concentrating on making donate money to help her get the ground game for Trump and not worry about Roma because all those will be gone soon.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday. And will Mayorkas be impeached? God bless Israel. God bless America. God bless the American people. Everybody have a great half a week. I'll be back. Bye.
Also coming up this week, not only is the impeachment, it's, we got also coming up with the, will be more on the America Retaliates for the bombings and stuff. It's pinprick. It's not serious. It don't have the power that the force that Trump did or Reagan did. Reagan, when they sunk the Iranian Navy after the Barrack stuff back in the day. And then Trump killed out some money after they went after a couple people. But Biden did his little stuff there to expand it. And he took a long time. And by the way, one thing he did when he called up the families of the people that the two servicewomen and men and the one man, when it comes to call up the families consult them, give the condolences stuff, he turned those calls all about him. And he said he knows how it feels to lose somebody in war because he lost his son, Bo, in Iraq. No, he didn't. Bo died from brain cancer many years afterwards. And I got a caller in for the last couple of minutes. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Joe Gar. This is Mark Ribley speaking. How you doing? Can you hear me?
All right. We got a couple of minutes left before the show is over. What do you got to say?
Is it Super Tuesday going to South Carolina? Is that right?
No, South Carolina is in 2 weeks. For the Republicans, the Democrat had yesterday. The Republicans in a couple of weeks. Super Tuesday is March 15th, and then the week after that, is Florida. But Nikki Haley is all intents and purposes, she's gone already. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And
Mockingbird, or Mockingbird is what I call her, Mockingbird.
Yeah. And Trump right now is concentrating on Biden and America First and stuff like that.
Okay, speaking of America First, I want to let you guys very quickly here. A crime in Portland is up 700%. Philadelphia, crime is up 400%. And Washington, D.C., 1,200% high crime rate. Los Angeles, California, 400%. 900% in San Francisco. And 1,200% up in Seattle right now. So that's what's going on,
yeah,
guys.
And don't forget the guy that worked for Trump. He died from the wounds he got from the carjacking in D.C. yesterday.
That's sad.
You know,
what we got to do?
Don't forget,
Democrats. The police. Go ahead, Joe.
And Democrats hate law-abiding citizens, help law enforcement, and that's coming back to them or hurt them. And the American people had enough of crime in the cities and elsewhere. And every law-abiding citizen, everyone, every parent, every child, everyone that's voting age should be voting for Trump. in November, and every mega Republican across the board let's take back everything.
These damn prosecutors and these damn liberal judges.
All the trust all stuff. Anyway, we're down to the last couple of minutes. I want to thank you for calling in. She's gone. We have people in the chat room. I want to thank them all, everyone. We'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. And don't forget, this week, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS is hearing Colorado case. We got the impeachment on Marcos Mariscal, whatever you want to call him, and other stuff. And the Senate border security bill, which is not, is dead on arrival in the House. You can read the text. It's been released. And the first thing in it, it talks about funding Ukraine. So that's bad news there. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Thank you again. Have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. We'll see you on Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio, the truth out there, voice of the people radio show. Thank you.